Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 Bacon Bundle. Because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the Bacon Cheese Slider, 1921 Bacon Cheese Slider, or Chicken Bacon Ranch Slider. And also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 Bacon Bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Here we are.
Hey, everybody. We are so excited for our first episode. Woohoo!
Oh, my gosh. I can't believe we're finally doing it.
When Reality Hits with Jackson Brittany, I'm so excited. We finally joined the bandwagon.
I guess we should introduce ourselves. I mean, I hope everybody knows who we are. I'm Jax Taylor.
And I am Brittany Cartwright. Most people probably know us from Vanderpump Rules and our little spinoff, Jackson Brittany Takes Kentucky.
We don't talk about Jackson Brittany Take Kentucky enough. We need to start talking about it more. We got to bring Jax and Brittany Take Kentucky back.
Yeah.
It was actually a pretty funny show, to be honest.
It was very crazy and very embarrassing to watch and rewatch.
It was. I hate watching myself on TV. I never even watched the show. Everyone's like, do you ever watch Vanderpump? No, I've never watched it.
Okay. I think we should start at the very beginning really fast for people who might not really know us or know our story, like how we met, because it's funny hearing your version compared to my version. By the way, we are married for 4 years. We've been together for 8 years. Can you believe that? We met 8 years ago. That is insane.
Eight
and we have
years.
A beautiful little boy, Cruz, now. So it's the best thing ever. But I think I want to hear your side of how we met.
Well, first of all, everybody, welcome to our podcast.
Woohoo! Right? When so Reality
excited.
Hits.
I know we keep taking it, but this is just really exciting. There's
We're
a lot
so
going
happy.
On.
Yes.
We're so happy to be here. We're so happy that you guys are listening. So yeah, we met in Vegas. That's where it all began. I went for Sheena's birthday. I went a day early because I was meeting a girl. I set myself up on a date before I go, so I went a day early. Actually, it was one of Sheena's friends, believe it or not. Now that I'm thinking about it, I'm surprised she's never around anymore. Anyway, I've never seen her again. Anyway, I was on a date, and then we ended up in what part? I think the old part of Vegas. We were in the old Vegas.
And the Gold Spike or
the
Golden Spike.
The Golden Spike, right? We were at the Golden Spike. I was having dinner. You know,
we were just drinking. It was like the bar.
Yeah, we were at the bar.
Because there was like the life-size Jenga and everything, remember?
Yeah, but you walked by and your gorgeous, beautiful accent, you know, caught me. And I was like, ooh, what's that? So, you know, when my date got up to go to the bathroom, I moseyed my way over to the bar real quick.
That's right. He came to me. There are so many rumors out there that I like came to you on Instagram or hit you up in a DM or something. It's so weird.
She had no idea who I was.
No.
She didn't watch reality TV. Her friend was there, though.
Yes.
And was like,
wanted a picture with Katie because she actually did watch Vanderpump.
She watched
Vanderpump,
the show. Yeah.
And she wanted a picture with Katie. So I took a picture of her and Katie together. And Katie and Schwartz actually went up to the bar with us. And we all like were taking a drink together, and that's whenever you walked over to me.
What did I say? I got your number. That's all I know.
You asked me like what I did, and I told you I worked at Hooters.
Okay, so for those of you that don't know, I love Hooters.
Yes,
I love
me
before
too.
I ever met Brittany.
Me too.
I love that restaurant. I used to go all the time. The Midwest. I just used to go all the time. I loved it. My dad took me there when I was like 15, and it's just my favorite place. I just whatever. And my friends always said, "Jax, one of these days you're gonna marry a Hooters girl." And that was kind of the running joke. It really, really was the running joke. So get back to when meeting Brittany, you know, asking her the basic questions you ask when you want to date somebody or you want to meet somebody. Hi, how are you? Where are you from? Yada yada. And she goes, I mean, I was already going to take you home that night.
But you didn't even take me home that night. So
Oh, why didn't I take you home that night?
You probably had to take that girl home.
No, I didn't go. I didn't take her home.
You got my phone number at the bar, and then you started texting me because you saw other guys flirting with me, and you were like getting jealous, and we didn't even know each other.
Yeah, I got really jealous. Anyway, back to my story. I asked Brittany, you know, asking the routine questions that every guy asks a girl, just to get it out of the way. How old are you? Where are you from? Like, what do you? Yeah. And then I got to the question, What do you do? And she goes, I'm a bartender at Hooters, and I was just like. No.
I was working at Hooters and Tin Roof, and you just were in love with me after I said Hooters.
Yeah, she said she had me at Hooters. I mean, she had me. I mean, you're beautiful. So I was like, that got me there. And then after talking to you, I mean, you're sweet as tea. And then you said you worked at Hooters. I was like, this is it right here. And sure enough, that was it. After that, we never left each other.
I know. Can you believe it? I started coming. Like, my friends and family probably thought I was crazy because we literally met in Vegas, hung out for what, like 3 days in Vegas. Whenever I came home, I started traveling back and forth.
It was costing a fortune, right?
You would buy a ticket, and then I would buy my own ticket. Yeah. And I was like working during the week or like every other week because I think I would come for like a week at a time.
Yeah.
So I'd be working a week, and then I would come see you.
Yeah, and it was a lot of money. It was like a lot of traveling. First of all, it's a three-hour time difference. Brittany's from Kentucky.
And
everybody.
I was a bartender, so that was a big deal for me to buy all those plane tickets.
Yeah, I mean, I bought some. And you got to remember, I didn't have a ton of money at the time. I was just kind of, you know, newer on the show. I think I was like season.
We definitely had a big glow up since we've been together.
we did. But, you know, 1 week I'd buy a ticket, she'd buy a ticket 1 week, and we just did that. And I was
and
just
I think
like,
it was just like 2 or 3 months, and then I was moving in with you in your tiny, tiny, tiny studio apartment had no air conditioning. That was crazy. You couldn't even dry your hair and have a fan on at the same time where the power went out.
So I lived in Koreatown. That's in Los Angeles. I had a studio apartment. I loved my apartment.
It was fine for you.
It was great. Guess how much my apartment was? $600 a month, all utilities
that
included.
That is like unheard of. $600. That is unheard of.
And I wasn't allowed to have air conditioning. Remember, you made me go buy an air conditioner at Home Depot, and I snuck it up there, and I shut down the whole building. Yes,
because I dried my hair at the same time.
Yeah, it was a crazy situation. I missed that apartment. It was such a cute little apartment.
Yeah, I don't even know how we fit our stuff in that little tiny apartment. Because now I think about it, I'm like, whoa.
Now, that apartment is the same size of our master bathroom. Just goes to show you how times have changed.
Oh my goodness. But yeah, we lived in that apartment, and then I think we got two other apartments in West Hollywood.
Yeah,
we bought our home in the Valley.
Yeah. That's how it all started. That's for all those people out there asking us how we met. That's it. That's the truth.
That is the truth, because there's so many rumors going around about that. That drives me insane. But now we have a podcast, so we can tell what really happened.
I can't wait to actually be able to tell my story and talk about things without getting cut off. And,
exactly.
Yeah, I'm very excited about that.
And a little catch up, because we haven't really been on TV for like 3 years.
Almost 3 years. And it's been a nice break.
Yeah, things have been amazing. We have our house, and we have our beautiful son, Cruz. He'll be 2 April 12th. I'm so excited to throw his birthday party. I love that stuff.
We got pregnant during the pandemic.
Yep.
Had our baby during the pandemic. There's a bunch of us that all had babies during the pandemic.
Yep. It was definitely like the new baby boom.
Definitely the way to have a kid, though.
I mean, what else do you do in lockdown?
It's the best time to have a baby. You don't get FOMO. You can stay in bed all day. It was even though it was a rough pregnancy for you, you didn't get any FOMO because we couldn't leave the house.
Yeah, it's like if all my friends were out like drinking and partying, it's not like I could go anyway.
Yeah, it was the best time to have a baby, that's for sure.
Oh, my goodness. Speaking of my pregnancy, I was sick pretty much every single day for almost 9 months. Yeah. Like only like the last couple of weeks, I didn't throw up every single day. Like it was crazy, but it was the best thing I've ever done. And I would do it a million times again and again. By the way, I want another baby like now. So let's get on it.
I know you keep saying that. One of our friends just announced that she was pregnant, and now she's got baby fever again. I said I wanted Cruz to be out of diapers before we had our second one. I just kind of want him out of that diaper phase.
Hold on. I've been wanting to have another baby, not because my friend Jolly is literally about to have her baby, and I'm so excited. Yes, of course I have baby fever, but I've had baby fever since Cruz started being able to walk.
Well, I'm just saying it doesn't help me when you keep hearing your friends getting pregnant, and then it doesn't die down, and then someone else gets pregnant. Like you hear it, and you're like, oh, I'm getting that baby fever again.
I know. All my friends back home are like pregnant or just had babies, and I just love it.
I know. Tons of them.
It makes me so happy. Okay. I want to see, since we have been together for 8 years, how well do we know each other?
How well do we know each other?
You better get these answers right.
Do you think I'm going to get these right, or do you think I'm going to get these wrong?
You better get them right. We're literally together 24/7.
That is true. I should know you like a book. So, yeah. Okay, go hit it.
Okay. What do you think my favorite color is?
Beige.
What?
Rose gold.
Whose favorite color is beige?
Green.
And I don't even like rose gold. You're doing terrible.
Rose gold, green, or beige?
Green.
We watched 90 Day Fiancé, and you said that one girl has the her favorite color is beige.
Yeah.
What was her name?
I like beige clothes sometimes, yeah. But like...
Beige is your favorite color.
It's not.
Camel?
Lavender is my favorite color. My freaking fingernails are lavender.
I've never seen you wear lavender in my life.
It's my favorite color. I don't have to wear it all the time. Okay. I've told you this.
All right. I'm 0 for 1.
Let me see if I know yours. Red.
No. Red?
You love the Detroit Red Wings and Corvettes.
That just so happens that my Corvette is red.
Well, we got red stuff all over the place.
We don't have red anything.
In the garage, in your little man cave thing in there, it's like all red.
It's definitely not my favorite color.
Blue.
Used to be.
Okay, well, what's your favorite color?
I like black. Is that a color?
Oh, my gosh.
I always wear black. I like black. It used to be blue. Definitely not red.
Okay, well, I've just figured since you have literally everything red in your little man cave.
My Corvette and my dad's – is my dad's Corvette and my dad's golf cart. My dad loved red. That's why they're red.
Oh. Well, shoot. We are not off to a good start.
What's next? This is scaring me a little bit.
What is my favorite food of all time? Like my favorite thing if I got to pick one thing.
Hot wings?
If I was about to get killed on death row.
Flats? Hot wing flats from Hooters?
Yes!
There we go. Or Buffalo Wild Wings, one of the two.
Breaded hot, all flats. With ranch from Hooters.
With ranch.
For sure. And I think yours would be cheeseburger with ketchup and cheese only.
That's right. That's right.
We did good on that one.
Okay.
All right. This next one is our favorite TV show of all time, which we both love this TV show. So, obviously, what would your answer be for that?
Well, we love The Office.
Exactly.
It's The Office. It plays every day, all day.
Yeah, it's like our background one. So, which one is your favorite episode of The Office?
Ooh, my favorite episode.
Which one do you think is mine?
Probably when they go to Jan's and Michael's apartment.
Yes, that's definitely mine. That one is so funny.
What's the song they sing? What is it? How does it go?
If you don't watch The Office, it is just so hilarious.
It's our favorite show. We have it on all the time.
But I'm glad that, okay, that was what I was going to say too. So that one worked.
We don't even know enough about each other.
This is going to be kind of like therapy for us because we're going to get some stuff out, aren't we?
We are.
We're going to be able to talk it through and we're going to be forced to talk it through. So it's going to be great. Okay, what is my most annoying trait?
What annoys me?
Yeah.
Oh, geez. You drop everything.
Okay, that's not that bad.
You fidget.
I do fidget.
Yeah, you move around a lot. Like, especially in bed, you move around. Like, you're always moving your feet or your hands. You fidget all the time.
I'm fidgeting now.
Just fidgeting, yeah.
Okay, all right.
Is that right?
You can stop. Well, this is not just like
I can stop.
I'm like, you can stop now. yours is either snoring or leaving all the cabinets and doors open. That drives me insane.
I know I snore.
Why do all men do that?
Snore?
Leave the cabinets open and all the drawers open.
I leave them all open. I mean, you think after 3 nose jobs, I would stop snoring.
You would think because I ask you every single day to shut the freaking cabinets that you would start doing it.
It's just a guy thing. It's just what we do. You just leave things open.
It's like I've seen other people like talk about it too, like on TikToks and stuff, and it is so true. So
all guys have the same.
Just try to remember. I don't know why it's so hard.
I know. Should we choose like a dollar drawer? Every time I leave it home, I put a dollar in the jar.
And then we'll like put it in Cruz's bank account. That would be perfect. He would have a lot of money.
Sure would.
Okay, let's do one more.
All right.
What's my biggest fear?
Heights.
Yeah, that's true.
Heights. I'm
trying to think of what yours would be. I don't even know what your biggest fear is. Mine's not really heights. Like I love roller coasters and stuff like that. But what I hate is... like a freaking balcony. Like, I don't like being able to look down. I hate that feeling. It freaks me out. It's the worst feeling ever. My stomach flips.
I'm the same way. I feel like I'll throw myself over.
Oh, it's like crazy. It's like you know you wouldn't, but it's just, I don't know. It's like the weirdest feeling ever. I hate being able to look down on stuff.
You wouldn't like living in New York then?
No.
By the way, did you like New York? Going to New York a couple?
Oh my God, we just got back.
We just got back
from New York City. We did Watch the Heavens Live with Andy Cohen, which was amazing. We had not done that in like 3 years.
It was so cool.
And we used to do it all the time. So like, it really just brought back so many amazing memories. I'm not gonna lie. Whenever we were backstage at Watch What Happens Live, I got like a little emotional and like started crying for a second. It just like felt really good to be there, and like everybody was just so nice, and it just brought back a lot of memories. I mean, the whole first 5 years of our relationship was, you know, on Vanderpump Rules, and it was all being filmed, and we were so used to that, and like, it was a nice break, but it just felt really, really awesome to go back.
It was, you know, like I said, we've been off the show now for almost 3 years. And like, you know, going back to NBC and Bravo and stuff, I wasn't sure what kind of a greeting we were going to get. We left, and then the pandemic hit, and I feel like we haven't talked to anybody. We haven't really talked to anybody. So it was just, we were so like greeted warmly through everybody. There was so many people from NBC there. I felt like
people
people took the time off work during their work day to come down to see us. All these girls were so nice, taking pictures. We miss you. When are you coming back? What's going on? Like, it was just like, it's an overwhelming, just everybody was just so nice. And I was really worried about it. I was nervous about it. I was a little nervous just because Andy Cohen's show is so fast. It's so fast. I mean,
and he always gives you a hard time, not gonna lie.
He does.
He loves it.
He busts my balls all the time. He knows that I have thick skin. He kind of always says before Jackson, you know, I'm going to give you a hard time.
Yeah.
Or, you don't mind. He knows that I can take it. I'm not going to really cry about it. But
yeah, you're a lot different than me. My feelings get hurt so easily.
Oh my God.
I can't stand it if somebody's mad at me or anything. Like, it's the worst feeling ever.
I know.
If you could care less. Like, you are so opposite. You need to care a little more sometimes.
I know.
Let's be real.
I think that's just part of my persona. That's just who I am. Like, I don't have a filter. I am who I am. I say what's on my mind. Does it get me in trouble? Yeah. I kind of a shoot first, ask later type of person.
Well, that's why you are
the number
villain,
one guy in the group.
Villain. That's why you are definitely like the perfect villain.
I'm letting Ariana take my title for a while.
Oh, yeah.
The number one guy in the group.
She
got that for a while. But yeah.
So
getting back to Watch What Happens Live, it was really awesome. We had a great time. But it's just so fast. And you have like in your head like how you're going to answer questions. When we go in, you kind of know. We don't know exactly what they're going to ask us, but we kind of have an idea what they're going to ask us.
No, and we don't know at all.
Well, obviously we were going to talk about Scandoval.
Yeah,
so we have an idea. That we kind of knew, hey, what have you guys been up to? We're going to talk a little about the podcast. We kind of have an idea, like the gist of what's going to go on. But sometimes we get startled with a question that kind of will throw us for a loop, and you have to answer so quick because they go, you know.
Oh my gosh, one of the questions, whenever I watched it, I was like, wait a second, because one of the questions Andy asked me was like, who else other than Sandoval would you tell to rot in hell? And I like didn't know what to answer. And like, I should have said Raquel, but since
Why would you not say Raquel?
Because in my mind, he said, who would you say rot in hell to other than Sandoval? And I just figured, like, I guess I just thought he said Sandoval and Raquel.
Charlie. Why would you say Charlie?
I don't even like know her. I don't even not like her or anything. I literally just like said that because I was like, who else am I supposed to say? Like, I just didn't know who to say. So, like, that was the only thing that came to my mind because I don't even know the girl. And she kind of went after you that one season at the reunion.
Yeah,
but it's so long ago. Like, I don't even care about that anymore. But I was just like, whenever I watched it back, I was like, wait, why didn't I say Raquel? Her and Sandoval are the ones who did all this.
It kind of takes me back to my point. Like,
went over my head.
You're asked questions so fast. And by the time, like, you're, like, in the middle of answering one of his questions, he's already lined up with another question. So it's, like, back to back to back. Then it goes to commercial break. Then it has a little game and this and that. So it goes by so fast. Everyone's like, you talk so fast because I have a lot to say about a topic, and I want to make sure I get as much information out there as possible. So it's kind of like I have to talk fast. I was like, man, why do you talk so fast? Just because we don't have the time, and like you just want to get it all out, and you don't want to be like, oh, I should have said this.
And then you forget what you say like right away.
Oh, I hate it. Every time I leave a talk show or whatever, I'm like, damn, I should have said this or I should have said that. I'm like, why do I always think about it afterwards?
Yeah, same.
But yeah, it was a lot of fun. Like I said, I don't know if you guys watched Vanderpump Rules since day one, but I donated I kind of returned it home, the original Chunky Knit sweater.
Yes.
My manager season one after the infamous fight that I fought Frank in the Vegas parking lot.
What did you fight him over? I don't even know. I have, literally have not watched any of the episodes since before I came on.
You should watch the episodes and then ask me questions. You've never watched the show before.
I'm scared I'm going to watch it. I've heard how terrible you were, and I'm scared that I'm going to watch it and be like, oh, what did I marry?
I mean, you know, I wasn't terrible. I was just a young guy in my 30s having fun in Hollywood.
Yeah,
you know?
I don't know. Frank's the one that Stassi dated, right, after you? Is that why you fought him?
Yeah, well, for some odd reason, I wanted to get back with Stassi. I tried. And I was like, I look back, I'm like, why did I care so much? Nothing against Stassi. You know, we'll get into that later. But I just like, we should not date. We should just be friends. So for some reason, I was just amped to try to get her back. I don't know if it's because a guy moved in, and I'm not the type of guy that loses a girl to a guy. It doesn't happen ever. So,
well, you're married now. So.
Yeah, I mean, I'm married, but I was like, that's never happened to me before. So, I think we just obviously lost our luster in our relationship, and Frank started working there. That guy ended up being a wacko, by the way. He went off the deep end. I think he like ended up.
In,
yeah, he something crazy. He got, I don't know, whatever. But yeah, anyway.
Oh,
long story short. I showed up to Vegas unannounced, and I showed up to where they were having Stassi's birthday unannounced. Obviously, production knew. And I just came in, guns blazing, like, I'm effing here. What's going on?
And you just started fighting him?
I know. I waited till Frank, and they were all, no, it was all uncomfortable. They're all just sitting there, like, Jax, what are you doing here? The original cast. They're all just sitting here. I'm just like, hey, I'm here.
Oh,
what's
my
going on?
Gosh.
And
I bet it was good TV, though.
It was great. The cameraman had to grab me, had to pull me back. Ripped. So I was wearing a chunky sweater. And everyone's like, what are you wearing a chunky sweater in Vegas for? It's 100 degrees here. But I just had this chunky sweater that I had on, and I felt good in it. And I was like, I knew I was going to brawl, so it was easy to like come off. I don't know.
Well, I'm glad to know the story, because like I said, I have not even seen any of the episodes since before. I think the only ones I have seen is because whenever I first moved here, Sheena showed me her wedding to Shay. So those are the only ones that I saw. So I saw like Kristen and James, like their thing. I don't know.
They beat the shit out of each other at that wedding.
Oh my goodness gracious. Yeah, terrible. But other than that.
Sheena's first wedding was fun. It was actually a fun wedding.
Other than that, her wedding to Brock was amazing. I had the best time. It was so beautiful. I'm so happy for them.
Gorgeous wedding.
And yeah, so, so beautiful. And little Summer, so cute. I love that Cruz and Summer and Ocean all get to play together, and you know, it's just like, it's so cute watching them all growing up together. It's so funny. They're like the next little, I don't know what you would call them, little VPR people.
I still can't get over that you've never seen the first. I keep forgetting that you've never watched those. There's
maybe,
so much
maybe,
on there. You probably shouldn't watch it. I know one day Cruz is going to look all this stuff up and watch it. And be
oh,
like, Dad,
gosh.
You were a total D-bag.
He's going to be so mad at you for what you did to me. I don't want to get too much into that, but most people already know what happened anyway.
Yeah, he's not going to.
It's going to be, oh gosh, will he see it? I hope he doesn't.
Of course he's going to see it. Everything lives on TV and the internet.
Oh, geez.
Or he's going to see it one day. He's going to look it up and be like, who are my parents?
Oh, goodness gracious. Okay, so I have asked people on my Instagram, which, by the way, if you don't follow me, my Instagram handle is at Brittany, BRITTANY.
Crazy how you got that name.
Oh, it was awesome. Oh, yeah. That, like, everybody's like, how did you get that handle? How did you get that handle? It was pure luck. I just checked, in, like, randomly. I was at Stassi's house. She had just changed her Twitter to at Stassi, and we were like, that's so cool. And I was able to get at Brittany, and we just happened to look at it, and it was available. It was crazy, because it used to be, like, BN Cartwright or something. But anywho, aside from that, and your handle is Mr. Jax Taylor.
Mr. Jax Taylor.
Anyways, I'll ask before the podcast, like, questions that you guys would like to ask us. So you could always go there and ask your questions, and we'll answer a few every episode.
By the way, just so you guys know, the reunion is being filmed today.
Oh, yeah.
Right now as we speak.
I could only imagine it, like,
it's in the back of my mind right now. As much as I haven't really paid attention, like, I'm just, God, I wonder what is going on.
Yeah, we've been wishing all of our friends, like, good luck and, you know, go at it. I can only imagine what Lala's going to do.
Oh,
she
my
is
God.
Such a spitfire. And, like, her comebacks and her quick wit is, like, something else. Like, she cracks me up.
And Sheena was just, like, she wasn't going to go up until last night. She got the phone call at, like, 9 o'clock because Raquel got a restraining order.
I can't
so they must have like a police
this.
Officer there. They have to. How do you lift a restraining order in 5 hours?
Well, it's just like a temporary one. But like Sheena is not going to full punch, like closed fist punch anybody. Like, I just don't believe it. So it's just all so ridiculous. But anyways, we got to get to some of these questions.
I want to get into that a little more later. I just because I know what I went through with that.
It's just crazy.
Like, and it's just so like, they're going to come after you and they're going to come after you hard.
Oh, I know. It's going to be crazy. Okay. We have a question from Nina Benoy. And her question is, who are you still friends with from VPR?
That changes with me all the time.
Well, right now, I'm definitely the closest to Kristen and Sheena and Lala. And I still, of course, I love Ariana to pieces. They're probably the closest to me at the moment.
I talk to Schwartz, Lala, Sheena. They all come to our house on the regular. Like, they'll be filming, and then all of a sudden they'll come to our house and vent. Like, so they're always at our house. Our house is like the hub of everybody. Yeah. I feel like everybody comes to our house to like decompress and to vent and let it go. So I'd say right now I got Lala, Sheena. Nah, as of last night, Kristen.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, I forced Jax and Kristen to talk yesterday. So did you finally unblock her on Instagram?
I didn't unblock her, but I will.
Okay. You need to unblock her.
I will.
Right now. I cannot stand. It is so hard whenever like Jax is beefing with somebody in the group. It like makes me so uncomfortable. She's like literally one of my best friends. Whenever I was sick in the ER not that long ago, she dropped everything and came there and like helped me with the baby, like was so amazing. So I just love her to pieces. Okay, this is a question from Katie.E.Dufour. And her question is, what is our number one tip for marriage?
Number one tip for marriage. For a man or for a woman? Like, if you're asking me, if you're asking Brittany, it's probably my answer.
Well, you give your answer and I'll give my answer. Number one tip for,
communication. We struggle with that sometimes.
Yes.
Just because I'm very stubborn.
Yes.
I'm a very stubborn, hard-headed person.
For me, it's patience because
I don't have that.
You have no patience and I have to deal with your shenanigans all the freaking time. So yeah, patience is key in our relationship.
Laughter.
Oh, yeah. Definitely laugh a lot.
Yeah. There's a lot. We're good. Yeah. We're obviously, we answered this
question. I know, but what's a tip you would give to another married couple?
I don't know. For a guy, just, I hate to use the old cliche, but like the happy wife, happy life.
That's right.
Know? Don't sweat the small stuff.
Oh, that's a good one.
Pick and choose your battles.
Yes.
That's it right there. Pick and choose your battles.
Yep, I agree.
Because we, Brittany
sometimes,
and I
like
bicker
I was talking
all
about,
the time. We're bickering. We bicker today. I mean, we bicker all the time.
We're like a 50. Like we've been married for like 50 or 60 years.
I talk over her all the time. It drives me crazy.
Oh gosh, yes. So you just gotta pick your battles.
Pick your battles.
Because I screamed at him every single time the cabinets were left over, boy, we'd be fighting all the time.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Okay, let's see. This is from @artsbymorgan. And she asked, do you two miss the show?
Ooh, that's a good question. We got that question while we were in New York quite a bit. Yes. I'll just say it. Yes, I do. There's things I don't miss, but, overall,
in the beginning, you were like, I don't miss it, blah, blah, blah. But, of course, like, over time, you're like, oh, yeah, I would definitely miss it.
Especially, I got to say,
it was such a big part of your life. I mean, it was 5 years of my life, and that seemed like a long time, but it was like eight or nine years for you.
Almost a decade.
Yeah.
It was a decade. Like, if you add it all up, it was a decade of my life.
Yeah, like the promos and everything beforehand. And
That's a huge, huge part of your life. Almost 10 years. And like,
I think the rough thing about reality TV that a lot of people don't realize is that, first off, everybody judges you, and that's really hard to have to deal with, especially over things like we have no control over. We don't know what's happening, and a viewer's watching it, and they see everything like pieced together. Like, I didn't know that she was over there saying that or that this was happening, So people watch it back, and it just like, we live it, and then we have to relive it again.
Yeah.
And whenever it airs, and it's like, if something bad happened, it's like, can be really hard to relive all that. That's why I feel so bad for Ariana because everything is like so blown up and crazy right now. And I just know like having to live through all of this crazy drama so publicly, to be so, so hard.
For me, it's – you got to understand, too, like in the beginning, we were filming like 20 episodes, which is a lot. So I think we got up to
26 our last season,
or something like that, which is a lot of filming. So basically, you're filming 7 days a week, and the cameras are just on. And for me, I was a punching bag on that show. I was I was a bully. I was a villain. I was – I got beat up. If you guys watch the show, I got beat up a lot, was beat up a lot. I had to have some thick skin. But
well, because you did bad things.
I did
so
a lot
you gotta,
of bad things.
You got to make up for that.
I felt like a lot of the guys could hide behind me because they would get away with a lot of stuff. But whatever I did kind of just took precedent over what they did. So now that I'm not on the show, I feel like everything's coming to surface, as you can tell with Scandaball. But what another thing was that bothered me is when you watch a scene, you're like, wow, Jax is so crazy. Well, you have to understand, and I've said this before.
You're going to say you cut the front or we only see the middle.
Well, yeah, because
you
like,
always say that.
The show is only 45 minutes long, an hour with commercials, right? So you got six different storylines going on. They're only going to show little bits of each storyline. So if there's an argument between me and Scandaball, for instance, like they're going to just show the meat of it. They're not going to show how it began or how it ended. And that's frustrating because they're like, oh, Jack's such a hothead. Well, no, not really. You just didn't see how it ended and how it started.
I mean, you and Sandoval haven't even really, because they want to watch the juicy stuff. Nobody wants to watch the boring crap.
I know, but no one ever sees how I get to that crazy point. They're
matter how you got there, you did it. So we got to take responsibility. That could be hard too, because you got to watch like your stupid stuff you did. I miss it too. It was a lot of fun.
It was
in our
a lot
life.
Of fun.
We did live through some bad things, but it was like a lot of fun too.
But towards the end, I think for my mental health, I needed that break. I was going through the ringer. Like I really at the end.
Well, no, you just didn't have any patience. Like you were just like so over everything.
I wasn't showing up to scenes.
Yeah,
like,
you were.
I would
being
just
like,
not show up to scenes.
Yeah, you were being just like kind of terrible. Yeah.
I was being a diva, and like I mean,
yep,
literally, it was my job. Like one day, I just didn't go to work. We were shooting in Malibu at a beach. Like I had the best job in the world. I was making great money.
Yes.
And like my job was to go to the beach and sit in the sand. And I literally said, I'm not going today because I don't want to go through
traffic.
Because
you were being such a little turd muffin.
I took it for granted. But now like being off for 2 years and kind of like.
You took it for granted. Exactly. Now you can look back on it and realize.
Yeah. And I honestly think I needed that break. I needed it just for, like I said, I keep saying mental health, but I really did. I went through some ups and downs on that show mentally. And I'm a strong person, but even the strongest person, you know, needs a break. And I definitely, definitely needed it. There were some bad times in there. But overall, it was awesome. But again, I do miss it. And if we were asked to go back, I would do that.
Okay. We have another question. This will be our last question today. It is from M. Pi Trowiak, number one. Sorry if I mispronounced the name. But she asked, how are you able to build your trust back with the cheating? So we're obviously going to hit all the raw stuff. I hate talking about this, but I mean, it's out there. And I'm just going to say whenever it happened, it was like, I don't know, it was horrible to go through, especially, but I just was so madly in love that I wanted to stay with you still. We broke up for like 3 months or something, like a month.
Really? Was it a month?
I think it was.
I mean, I obviously had to do all the work, you know, so.
He called me, oh gosh, like a million trillion times, like would call me like 30 times in a row over and over and over and over. And I was just like not answering. But anyways, I just wanted to be back with him. I was so in love. And, you know, obviously I'm glad now because we are married with a beautiful baby. So it was all worth it. But I will say that it's very hard to build your trust back. Now I trust him, but it does take time and it takes patience. And
it took a long time.
A long time.
And I had to work my butt off to get to where we are now.
Uh-huh.
And it wasn't easy, but you know, I messed up. It's single-handedly the biggest regret of my life. You know, the worst moment of my life, other than my father passing away, it was the worst moment of my life. So it was really, really rough, but you know, I loved her to death. Love her to death. And I just, you know, I worked my ass off. It wasn't, like I said, it wasn't easy. There was lots of bumps in the road, but
yeah, he had to be willing to like really, really, really show me that he's changed and that, you know, like,
listen,
it was worth all this.
We all make mistakes. I'm not justifying it at all. I was going through a really, really bad time in my life. And
it's definitely difficult to talk about, but you know, it happened. So
my dad's funeral, or my dad's death actually brought us closer.
Yes.
Yes. That being around that time really helped. I mean,
she
could have just bailed right then and left me there. And God knows where I would have been. But it sucks that I have to use my dad's death as like that brought us together. But that's the one positive thing that came out of that whole situation. But,
It was a lot of work.
It was a lot of work. Yeah, but it was worth it. Now it's great. It's great, but it took some time for sure.
And I know like a lot of people like looked at me like, I can't believe she got back with him and everything. And I understand that. Like, I'm a very forgiving person. And, you know, I was like, I knew what kind of place you were in. And you definitely like showed me and like proved to me that you were willing to change and willing to work. And that like is what changed everything. But I completely
And I hate myself.
We have to talk about this for 1 second because it is all over the news, but I completely understand, like, 1,000%, like, Ariana is leaving Tom. Like, what he did is just like, oh my gosh, unforgivable.
So the difference is there.
It was a whole relationship behind her back. So, like, there's no – I mean, I don't even know what I would do. I would just – oh, my gosh.
And
I honestly feel for her so much.
I honestly think – and I'm never really wrong about things. And I honestly think there was probably another relationship going on even behind Raquel's back.
Oh, gosh.
So, I don't think it was just her.
Lord. What is going on in the world? I'm just so shocked by all of this.
And I just – having a relationship while you're in a relationship for that long.
I can't believe it was that long.
And going in – like he's in – like, that's –
And did you hear that, like, they were wearing like secret lightning bolts to like show their love for each other, and
it's
like
so weird.
By the way, whenever we were doing our intro, I had a lightning bolt on my sweatshirt. I did not know.
I know. And just like the lack of empathy and like the premeditation of all. He knew exactly what he was doing. There was no like, you know, there's no remorse. It was been going on for 8 months. It's not like you did something bad. You're like, what did I do?
Yeah.
You know, but like it's been going on. You knew exactly what you're doing. So it's a little bit of like,
oh goodness, I just feel so bad for her. And like, I just can't believe that they did that and still were hanging out like in front of like at Ariana's house.
She was spending the night at his house.
That just is like so heartbreaking, and I just cannot believe that they did that to Ariana. Like, it is just like, it's so unforgivable.
I'm not shocked by it, but I'm shocked by who it was.
Yeah, like that somebody so right in front of your face, like I cannot believe it. Like, it is just so, she makes me so mad.
Yeah, I don't understand.
She did not deserve that whatsoever.
She does not, but Ariana's a very, very strong person, mm-hmm. and Raquel, I'm sorry, her name is Rachel. Rachel, Raquel, whatever your name is, she's not a very strong person. She can be controlled very easily, and Tom needs to control people. That's his thing. He did it with Kristen. He's done it with everybody.
I mean,
and
you could be right.
I've known Tom for 22 years, people.
Oh, yeah, for the people who don't know, the reason this whole friend group was pretty much around for Vanderpump Rules is because Jax and Tom modeled together, and they knew each other before anybody else.
We met in Miami.
Yeah.
We lived together when we were 20. I think we were 21, 22. That's how we all met. And then we all kind of migrated to California, and we all worked at the same restaurant.
Met
new
Schwartz,
friends.
Yeah, met Katie, met
so
Stassi.
That's how it all worked. That's how it all
It's crazy.
Came about. Yeah.
Very crazy.
We started it.
That's right.
And I just, sorry.
I always give credit to the original cast of the show. Like, it's amazing to be able to start something like that.
Yeah, it was pretty intense in the beginning with me and Stassi, for sure.
Oh, gosh.
That was some bad times, let me tell you.
Yeah.
But not to get back to the thing, but the whole Ariana thing, I think she's just a very strong person,
yes.
And I don't think Tom can control her, and I don't think he'd like that. And I think Raquel's just very easily manipulated, and I think she's very codependent. And
I just think, like, why did he not just, like, break – why did he just not break up?
Right.
Like, I get they have a house and everything, but, like, how dare you do that behind her back like that? Like, I just am just – oh, I'm so shocked by it. Like, I don't even know what else to say. It's been blown up so much in social media and everything. So, like,
it's hard for me to talk about because I really don't have a leg to stand on in this matter. And I don't want to sit there and be like, well, he shouldn't have done it because, you know, I've done it. It's just what I've done is a little different, not justifying it whatsoever.
No, do not justify it. It's not okay.
I just, it's a mess right now. They have a house together.
Yes.
I mean, they were dating.
It's basically
nobody
a marriage.
Should ever buy a house.
It's basically a marriage when you're together that long, even if you're not married. Like, it just makes me so mad. It burns me up.
Buying a house with a girlfriend or boyfriend is just such a risky move, and now they have to pay for it. Now they got to figure it out how they're going to split that up.
Like,
and I think Tom's, I don't know, right? He owes money on it and things.
I just don't know, like, what they thought was going to happen. Like, did they just think this was just going to go on forever like that and nobody was going to find out? I mean, I just don't know what their end game was on this.
Because, you know, it's fine. You know what? Relationships end. It's fine. It's normal. They dated for 10 years.
Yeah.
There would have been nothing wrong. If he would have went to Ariana would have been, that's totally fine. I know how Ariana is. She would have been fine because I think, you know, she was probably kind of on the outs anyway, too. But if she would have just – maybe he would have sat her down and say, you know, because
– But she was in love with him. Like, he should have not done that to her. That is just insane.
I don't think he was ever around. He's in that nine-piece makeshift band he's in, and he owns that bar in the strip mall. And I don't think he's ever home. So I just think she was probably lonely, too.
Hey, Schwartz owns that bar, too. It's actually really nice.
I know. It's really nice.
You're just hating.
I'm just trying to bash more on Sandoval. And poor Schwartz is kind of taking the brunt
for
end.
Sure.
Speaking of Schwartz, though, by the way, I talked about him knowing, and he did tell me he knew. We're just getting over that.
Oh, yeah. We talked about it on Watch What Happens Live.
I feel really bad for Schwartz. People are coming after him. You got to understand, those are both his best friends. He did say to Tom, you need to tell her. You need to tell her. That's all he can do. I mean, they're both grown men. They're both grown men. You can only do so much.
Yeah.
You told her to tell her.
You don't know how long he knew by any means.
I don't know how long he knew, but I definitely knew he knew. And he did, like I said, he told her.
He told him he needs to tell Ariana.
But I've been watching some interviews on Instagram, and like he pokes jabs at about it all the time. He makes like little comments to Tom, and Tom just looks over.
I think everybody is watching for Easter eggs now. I think the whole world is.
I've never heard that saying, watching for Easter eggs.
Maybe it's a Southern thing. You never heard the word commode either, which like I could not believe. So I don't know.
No, but yeah, I just feel bad for Schwartz because he's taking the brunt of this. And like I said, they have a business together. And I hope he apologizes to Schwartz as well as Ariana. Today.
Yeah, I mean, I hate that Schwartz knew, and like I'm sure Ariana's hurt that she didn't find out as well. So that's like it's just a whole horrible, huge situation. But we're going to end it there.
We got
to
call the people from Vanderpump now and figure out how this reunion's going.
we want to know what's going on.
We got to text Lala.
Yes.
ASAP.
Oh, yeah. Lala and Sheena. I'm calling them as soon as we get out of here.
Oh, my God.
But yeah, thanks everybody so much for coming and listening to our first episode on When Reality Hits. Woo! We're so excited. I want to give a quick shout out to my mama because today is her birthday and she's the best person in the entire world. So happy birthday, mama. I love you so, so much.
Happy birthday, Mama Sherry.
Yes, we love you. Again, thank you guys so much for listening. Make sure you keep writing in your questions. Thank you for writing your questions in. I hope that you had fun listening to our answers. I'll ask you guys for questions every single week. We'll have a new podcast coming out every Tuesday. Don't forget to follow, rate, and review. Give us all the stars. Give us all the good comments, too. We're so excited. Thanks for being here with us.
And if there's something you guys want to know, please DM us. Let us know. We'll try to hit that topic as soon as we can.
And I'll do more questionnaires for sure. Thanks, guys, so much.
Thank
when reality
guys.
Hits. Woohoo! Bye, y'all.
Bye.
Hey, do you know where all the spring savings are this year? We're talking about Ross, my favorite place. It rhymes with boss because that's who you are. Check out the huge deals on all new spring trends. Go get all the latest brands and 20 to 60% off what you'd pay at department stores. Are you looking for new shirts and tops? Ross is your one-stop shop. Want a deal on a dress? Ross has you covered. Spend less on brand name shoes and sandals. With these savings, go get yourself a nice handbag. Do you need tableware for outdoor dining? Ross has it for less. There are plenty of great deals on men's shirts for the man in your life. Start saving this spring at Ross. We're looking out for you. Keep your closet full and your costs low. I absolutely love Ross. I shop there all the time. I go there. It literally drives Brittany crazy because I go there so often. I get everything from candles, cookware, clothes for crews, and a little stuff for myself. If you're looking for deals, look no further. Head to Ross and say yes for less.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium-iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.